Hello, this is Yabo at coachyabo.com. Today we're talking about attracting perfect customers. I want to introduce you to a novel business concept, which is that there are perfect customers out there, especially if you are in a service-oriented business. You may have lost faith that there are perfect customers. I know when I had my law practice, I dealt with a lot of imperfect customers. So what I want to introduce you today is to a book called Attracting Perfect Customers by Jan Stringer and Alan Hickman. And the website is www.perfectcustomers.com. It's not an affiliate or anything, but I've been following their work for a very long time and it's been absolutely amazing. And they have a four-part plan that I want you to implement in your business. Number one, get very familiar with the energy, the quality, the physicality, everything you can about your perfect customer. Before we even get into the step one, which is to describe the perfect customer, what I want you to know is that I want you to identify one customer. Imagine the one person you've dealt with as a client, as a customer, that was so awesomely perfect that if you had 20 of those or however many of those every day, it would blow the lid off your business. You would be so happy working for such people that it would blow the lid off your business, especially in the service industry. So imagine the person, describe who they are, narrow it down to one person. It could be someone you've met before, it could be someone you haven't met, it could be a composite that you create in your head. So create this composite, writing it all out. And then step one, describe the qualities, the characteristics, and the attributes of your perfect customer. So you want things like, this is a heart-centered individual. This person seeks out easy solutions that I provide. What are their character traits? How are they? How do they relate to their friends? Are they generous people? Are they stingy people? Are they people that love to read? Are they tech-savvy people that spend all day and all night on the web? That kind of thing is what you want to write about. Step two is identify. Identify what makes you tick and what makes your perfect customer tick, because then you can create resonance between you and your perfect customer. So, for instance, for me, innovative business ideas are so key to me. I was at the farmer's market the other day, and this woman came up to me and stood next to me and was muttering at the meat counter that she needed to get some good ground chuck. And so I looked at her, and all of a sudden I had a little buzz come over me because she was my perfect client. And I started talking to this woman. Now, 5 years ago, I would have been like, why is this woman talking to me in the farmer's market? And I started talking to her. She is a nutritionist that got disabled, and then she now creates organic holistic food for pets, for people that are in the entertainment industry. Her daughter is a makeup artist in the entertainment industry. And so for all these actors and stuff, she goes and gets the flax seed, she goes and gets the beef, the fish, the with the making sure the right attribute of omega-3 oils is in the food. And I mean, she is so successful. And so we started talking and we connected. And that was because of this exercise that I'm having you do, that I was able to connect with her and find her. And when you start finding your perfect clients all over the place, you are going to get so excited. So step two, identify what makes you and your perfect customer tick. Step three, specify. What do I want my perfect customers to expect of me? For instance, for me, I expect my perfect customers to know that I am the expert and that I am always on time, and that when I say I'm going to do something, I do it, and if I don't, I reset the deadline. I expect them for me to always give them quality. I also don't expect them to have me on call 24 hours a day, so I do not offer that to them. Step four is declare. Who do you get to be when you attract what you say you want? Okay? Keep that in mind. Do that exercise and enjoy. Bye.